Game on, Iron America.
Hello, once again, it is Thursday the 10th of February. You're listening to Game On. I'm Shane Dawson, and I'm delighted now to be joined by our American football expert, Jeff Shepherd. Jeff, I previewed you earlier because I just got too excited. I got ahead of myself. I said, Jeff's up next, and said, you know what? We're going to hold off for Jeff. We're going to play a bit of hurling, and then we're going to get straight into the Super Bowl. So there is a small matter of the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. It is two teams, one match, the quest for the Lombardi Trophy coming to California on Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams are gearing up to play in the NFL's biggest game of the year. Just how excited, I should say, are you, Shep? I can barely string a sentence together.
Yeah, Shane, look, everybody is very excited. And look, I mean, this is exactly what everybody predicted before the season. Except no one predicted this. Look, I think the Rams were kind of a heavy favorite in the NFC with some of the offseason moves that they made, the talent they had coming back, but particularly that trade that they made for Matthew Stafford, getting him from Detroit for Jared Goff. They felt like he was the missing piece. And they, you know, you add him in there with the receivers that they have with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and, you know, Cam Akers and all just this talented offensive line. And this force of, you know, force that is their front seven on defense. And it's kind of like, you know what, they're probably the best team in the NFC. You know, you still got to beat Tom Brady. You still got to beat, Aaron Rodgers. But they were probably the best team. And over in the AFC, I think everyone thought Joe Burrow and the Bengals would be better than they were last year. It'd be hard to be worse. You know, he got hurt early on and, they had another high draft pick. And they thought he'd be better. But to end up, you know, really with four or five weeks to go in the season, and they're kind of on the bubble of the wild card to then win the division and then win three straight playoff games in dramatic fashion. No one really had that on the calendar of events for 2021 and early 2022, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely do. And, you know, with Burrow doing his ACL in his first season and then, you know, this coming back to be his first full in the NFL, there's so many kind of good stories to shape around it. But, I mean, the Rams, I mean, they're at home. Although technically, I believe the Bengals are actually the home team. They'll be in the home dressing room and they'll have those facilities provided to them. But the Rams are geographically at home. They have a better defense. They're a better group of receivers. They have a better offensive line. I mean, is this already a foregone conclusion?
Well, look, you could say the same thing about 2 weeks ago when the Bengals went into Kansas City. And look, let's be honest. I mean, Kansas City was kind of running roughshod all over Cincinnati for the first 28, 29 minutes of that football game. And right before the half, Cincinnati kept them out of the end zone and held them to no points. And the flip switched at the half. And Burrow came out and just did Joe Burrow things. And they got a bunch of great defensive turnovers that they're going to need, you know, to kind of hopefully get some help like that if they have any, you know, chance of beating the Rams this week. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. Here's the other thing. Home field advantage means something in a lot of places. Los Angeles is kind of one of the places where it doesn't really mean that much. There's a lot of transplants from all over the country that live there and that are sports fans there. I mean, look, it was 50-50 2 weeks ago when San Francisco was in that building. There was a whole lot of red that was in there. I don't know how much of it's going to be filled with orange and black this weekend, but a substantial chunk of it is going to be. I think if you don't have a rooting interest in this game, you know, you didn't grow up a Rams fan, and look, they've been in Los Angeles and St. Louis and back to Los Angeles. The Bengals have been in, you know, Cincinnati for 60 years or whatever it is. I think the Burrow, Jamar Chase thing, you know, from going back to college, I think just the casual sports observer, most of them are going to be pulling for the Bengals this weekend. I don't know how much that, if that means anything once you get into the stadium, but it's not going to be this overwhelming home field advantage that maybe like Tampa had last year when they were playing at home, you know?
Yeah, and I suppose we talk about partisan crowds as well, but when you're paying about, what, $500 million for a ticket at this rate, judging by these, it's ludicrous stuff. But listen, Jeff, I want to talk about the coaches. So this is the first time both coaches in a Super Bowl are aged under 40. The Bengals, Zach Taylor, he's only 38. He was one of the quarterbacks coach for the Rams in the Super Bowl when they lost against the Patriots in 2018. This season, he led the Bengals to their first playoff win since 1990, which is, you know, stretching back. It's ending the longest active drought in the four major North American sports. So there's a lot of kind of emphasis and focus because you've got two young guys. And then on the opposite side for the Rams, Sean McVay's only 36. He's only a child. Right. He became the youngest head coach in modern NFL history when he was hired by the Rams in 2017. And he was only 30 at the time. So McVay being the youngest head coach to qualify for the postseason, win a playoff game, appear in a Super Bowl, reach multiple Super Bowls, and be named, you know, NFL Coach of the Year. His success has already, I suppose, encouraged a raft of young coaching appointments across the NFL. So perhaps this is a trend that we're going to see for future Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think so. Look, Shane, you know, you have Sean Payton, who just retired. You have Bill Belichick, who's, you know, he's 70-something years old now. I mean, I don't know how much longer he's going to be involved with the Patriots. You know, these kind of established coaches have started to retire, and these younger guys are making their way in there. And look, we talk about this, especially in American football and the NFL, you talk about this coaching tree. Like, you know, Bill Parcells, you know, coached Bill Belichick, and he coached Sean Payton, and he coached all these other guys. Bill Walsh, who was with the 49ers in the 80s and did the West Coast offense. All these other coaches, you know, after him, they coached and they acted, you know, like him. They prepared like him. Sean McVay is 36 and he's already got a coaching tree. Like, it's insane, you know? I mean, he's just entirely too young to have been this successful, but he's just been a forward-thinking offensive guru his entire life, and he's had this success, you know, almost kind of immediately since he took over with the Rams. They just knew he was the guy, and you know, they move out to Los Angeles and they kind of just open up the checkbook and they say, go get who you need to get. They get Odell Beckham Jr. to add another receiver. You know, they get Cooper Kupp in a draft. They do their homework and they get him in the draft and they do a great job. They go get Matt Stafford. They load up on defense for him. And so I think Zach Taylor in Cincinnati is probably about a year or two behind Sean McVay in that same similar aspect. I don't think the Cincinnati thing's a fleeting thing where it's going to happen one year and we're never going to hear from these guys again. They're going to be loaded up for a long time. I mean, this is a very young rivalry that we could see between these two coaches and these teams. I think a lot of folks are looking forward to this.
Absolutely, and I am one of them. In a word, Shep, Bengals or Rams?
It pains me to pick against my boy Joe Burrow. I just love him so much from college, but I just think the Rams are just too good. I think it's close, and I do think it's high scoring, though.
Okay, well, that's more than a word, but it wouldn't have anything less from you, Shep. Listen, we might catch you back on Monday to review what is sure to be a great Super Bowl. But from California to Crow Park, it's Gaelic football up next.
Game on 2FM. With Green Farm, being up to 90 isn't real. The protein in our range is. Get real with Green Farm. Real protein, real tasty.